It doesn't even say F5 anymore.
It's like, I wish I was playing 10 years ago, because I'm pretty sure I would have got sub 10k finish.
Mind your business!
A certain Egyptian king is being ignored.
Saint Maximin!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Only One Bonus Point, a light take on a deep game. We're your hosts. My name is RJ.
I'm Lo.
And I'm Ray. How's it doing? How's it going, fellas?
Not bad, man. Not bad. How's it going with you?
Good, good, good.
How was the holidays?
Back together. It was good, brother. Yeah, it was good. Yeah. Just went away for a few days, ate everything I could find. Like nice. Everything I could find, and just trying to cut back now, and that's its own challenge, isn't it?
Bringing it all back, but is it me, fellas, or this game week has been long?
It's already been long, and we still got long to go. It's mad.
We still got another 3-4 days of this game week. 4 days. It's too much. It's too much. It's not even a double game week. It's too much.
Yeah,
it's a lot. It's a lot.
So that's what I'm thinking. We always say this, and we all know how it goes. This ain't going to be a long episode because there is so much that can change in these days. But for now, like, subscribe, and share on this video. You see that thing lighting up to subscribe? Now, someone told me this the other day. They said, oh, yeah, I didn't realize I hadn't subscribed yet. Do it now. Do it now. Subscribe. But yes, fellas, what are we going into today?
So today we're going to look at our points so far in game week 21, our heroes so far in game week 21, and then we'll look at our bus teams going into 22, and then we'll have a look at our only one bonus point mini league.
Cool. So how are we going to do this points thing when the game isn't over yet? The game week ain't over. Are we going to go?
Yeah, it is what it is. What it is right now. Yeah, and wonderful way to get back into the swing to say that I am first. Yay!
Okay, Ray, could you explain to the new listeners what it means when you go first, please, for us?
The individual who has scored the least points that game week, even if it's still an active game week. So I am currently on 28 points. I got just
you're reliving it. You haven't looked at it in a while, innit?
I haven't. I'm podding.
So let's break it down a bit before you start telling your points. You gotta say what your transfers were, what you did. Come on, let's talk to us, bro.
Yeah, I'm rusty, aren't I? So Dalla and Lascelles were out for Estupiñán and Garnacho. Two free transfers. Planning ahead, you know, blanks, double game weeks, everything. All that good jag. So we started with Dubravka with 3 points. He was actually on bonus points until 2 minutes. Minutes to go. And then De Bruyne decided to do that Yarmouth forgot moment. But he got 3 points despite conceding 3 goals. Got Colwood with 7 points. Delighted with that. Udogi doesn't score. Poro always scores points. But Udogi with 1 point. Foden with 2. Unfortunate. Garnacho with 2. Palmer with 10, just bad man. Cold Palmer, he's incredible. Saka, he is captain, so I'm awaiting him to play Crystal Palace, as is Estupiñán at home to Wolves. Watkins with 1 point. Solanke is going to be playing at home versus Liverpool. I'm pretty encouraged by Solanke, actually. And then Alvarez with 2 points. Turn on the bench, Son. Not playing, Taylor didn't play, and Trent I've decided to keep. Game week rank 2.866 million, and current live rank I believe is 1.3 million. So, yeah, I'm funny enough, I'm actually getting greens, but it's just trickling along. You know, I'm not getting that massive move yet.
I wouldn't be worried about this one so far because your captain hasn't played. So it's actually a very decent score because once your captain comes in, that score starts to reach where everybody else seems to be at the moment.
Yeah, man.
I think that's a bit unfair this week, so I'll give you that. But yeah, not bad. Who's next?
Moi.
Yeah, damn right it is.
Moi. So I made one transfer this week. I took Son out and bought in Gross. I also did some bench rankery as well, and then played Trent and Bowen. But there's a potential that Bowen might play, so that might work out for me. But anyway, in goal, I had Martinez, who's got 9 points. Walker with 6 points. In midfield, Palmer, 10 points. And Foden, 2 points. Up front, Alvarez, 2 points. And Watkins, one. Still to play, I have White. Trent will probably not play, so I have Gusto off the bench for 5 points. If Bowen does play, cool. If he doesn't, I have Gross on the bench. I've got Odegaard, captain, still to play, and Solanke against Liverpool at home, still to play. So, still a lot to play for.
Yeah. Again, same position as Rui.
Yeah, exactly. Captain
hasn't played. So, what's your rankings, all that stuff?
Yeah, sorry. So, my current game week rank is 2.35 million. Overall points, 1,138, and I'm currently 1.3 million.
Cool. Yeah, you lot are in a good place. It's actually making me worry.
Really?
Yeah, because not in terms of this game week. Come on now, relax.
Yeah, I was about to say to you, relax.
Yeah, in terms of this game week, because when we go on to mine, I'm not that much further ahead of the pair of you in terms of points. Because my captain, do you know?
How?
Good. Yeah, so I'm on 43 points. I took a minus 4 this week. So I decided to bring in Walker, Foden and Richarlison. For Alexander Arnold, Kudus, and Son, one's injured, two of them are at their international duty. I've decided to keep Salah, which I am secretly worried about. Once we finish, I'll tell you guys about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I have Areola to play, Saliba, Saka, and Solanke left to play. Walker got me 6, Mikalenko got me 6, Estupiñan's yet to play, Foden got me 2, Richarlison got me 8. Palmer got me 20 points as my captain. Watkins won, of course. I've got Brownthwaite on the bench for 6 if for some reason one of our players don't play. But yeah, I'm actually quite happy with that. The game week rank is 576k on live FPL, and it's a small, decent green arrow, about 35k. So I'm now overall rank is 72.674. So it's actually doing pretty well. But like I said, with those points there, unless I can offset whatever Saka and Odegaard do in general, because most people have Saka captain, then yeah, it should be okay. Yeah, we're happy. 72k, happy.
Always a question. How many players do you have left to play this game?
Areola, Estupiñan, Saka, Solanke, 4. Oh, and Saliba, 5.
And Saliba, yeah, you've got plenty, that's mate.
Brilliant. Yeah. What about you, Lo?
White, Gross, Solanke, and Gusto off the bench for 5 points. Oh, and Odegaard, sorry, captain.
Yeah, so Odegaard counts for 2.
Yeah.
And yours counts for 2 with Saka, right? Yeah.
Yeah, so I've got 4. So to get 43 points. To get 43 points at with still so many players left to play is really good. Really, really good.
Yeah, really good. Let's see. So I don't know, for those that are paying attention on the outside of FPL, because you've got to follow these things anyway, it's Ghana versus Egypt in the African Cup of Nations. Ghana are winning 1-0 with a brilliant goal from Kudus. Mm-hmm. But the downside is Salah has gone down injured.
And come off.
Wow.
And come off.
Wow.
By the end of the second half.
End of first the first half.
Yeah. End of the first half. So.
Wow.
We don't know how serious it is, but like I said, some guys have held on to Son, some guys have held on to Trent. I've got rid of everybody but Salah. And I think at the moment his value is locked. I am not sure, but he hasn't gone down in quite a while for me. But yeah, he's injured and we're not too sure what it is. I haven't actually seen it. I heard it and it didn't sound good. So yeah, we'll find out shortly what's going on with that.
So if Ghana beat Egypt, not hold on, if they beat them, then Egypt likely go out even if likely, they win the last game.
Yeah.
And therefore,
we go back to Liverpool early. Back
for game week 22.
Yeah.
But he'd be injured.
That's the thing.
Oh, if he's fit.
A couple of weeks, but it's a couple of weeks.
If he's fit, yeah. So no longer 4 weeks.
It could work for you, yeah.
But would it? I don't know what the standings is of the group right now because Ghana lost their first game.
Yeah, but if they beat Egypt, because Egypt drew their first game. So if they beat Egypt now, then Ghana are a lot more likely to go through than Egypt.
And then Egypt will come third.
Yeah, but can't people still go through if they finish third?
That's what I'm thinking, yeah. I still think they might be okay.
It depends.
I'll check.
It actually depends because of who beat Ghana. So Ghana could finish second and then whoever. It's very, very odd, isn't it?
Because Cape Verde are...
Cape Verde beat Ghana, yeah.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. No, that makes sense. So Egypt are going to have to do a madness on Cape Verde.
Mm. Yeah. So if they batter Cape Verde, then they might be all right.
Then they might be all right, yeah.
I don't know. From what I saw against Cape Verde, I don't know what happened to us. I don't know if it's stage fright. I don't know if it's because of Kudus, but because he didn't play that game. But
Kudus and Inaki Williams didn't play, did they? Yeah.
Nah, we can do anything with them. Whereas this game, Inaki Williams ain't playing either. It's just Kudus, but it seems to be different. And Egypt are supposed to be the much better team. So
yeah. I saw a bit of the first half, and yeah, we looked a far better team.
If he comes back to the Premier League early, I'm laughing because everyone's going to flock back to Salah. My value flies up, and that next wild card will be lovely for me. But yeah, that's the points done. Game week 21, on to game week 22.
Don't skip.
It's part of it, isn't it? Because when you go into game week 22, you have to know about your heroes and your zeros going into, right?
Good save.
It would have been better if you didn't say that bit. I would have saved it. But yes, our heroes and zeros of game week 21. Who are we thinking? Ray, you're going to go first, my guy.
Oh, thank you so much. It has to be, for me, the best central midfielder the Premier League's perhaps ever had, Kevin De Bruyne. He comes on with... Last season, we spoke a lot about this, about being in my all-time 11 for the Premier League. I think we were unanimous saying, yep, we'll fit him in there. He came on and just completely switched it. There's world-class players on that pitch, but when De Bruyne came on, it's just completely...
He's another level, yeah.
He really is.
Grabbed the game by the scruff of the neck.
Literally. He's going to win in the league. That is just like, he's just going to win in the league.
The way he just stroked the ball into the net, isn't it? It wasn't even the pace, it was the accuracy. And then the pass that game, by the way, every single goal was fantastic.
It was beautiful.
That ball he played for Oscar Bob. It was that typical Kevin De Bruyne, out swinging ball, hit it on the mark. And
I must say that the composure for Oscar Bob.
Yeah, the flip.
That wasn't a simple finish.
No, it wasn't. But yeah, it's Kevin De Bruyne.
Hello? Who's yours?
I'm giving mine to a Spurs boy, Bentancur. Yeah, I think he played extremely well, took his goal extremely well, and then simply just bossed their midfield for most of the game.
Mm.
That's what I'm going with.
Just hope he stays fit, right?
Exactly. Just hope and pray. Hope and pray.
All right, so mine's easy for me since he's taken Kevin De Bruyne straight on to Palmer.
Mm.
Okay. Why is this kid playing like he wasn't dashed out of City? He's proving everyone wrong and showing the kind of talent that he has available and starting in the midfield for Chelsea and carrying them.
Chelsea were terrible in this game. It's only because they had Palmer that they beat Fulham. Literally,
played in cam, played up front. It's like, hold on, why would hits with his? He shoots with his left foot as good as he does with his right. I didn't realize that because he tried to do a finesse a left footer in the top in the top corner. He scored his pen with his right. I was like, hold on, what's going on here? But yeah, I've got to give it to Palmer, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, agreed.
I agree.
Yeah. But wherever there's a hero, there's got to be a zero. Lo, who's yours?
But this is a tough one, man. When I was looking for it, I was struggling to pick one. But so I'm going with Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
Gusto. I think that challenge was dirty, and he got sent off for that challenge before, but got lucky this time as well. But yeah, I'll give it to Gusto, man. With a dirty, I got lucky because that should have been that should have been a red.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Ray.
Bruno Guimarães. How does this guy get away with not getting sent off?
Elbow every other week.
Elbow, a high foot. He took our guard.
Yeah.
Dirty, and he just. Oh, he's a player I would have loved us to get, obviously.
I think every team would love him.
He's a player you love to have and hate to play against. But
yeah, exactly.
He's a dirty bastard. Don't forget to put the bleep in there.
Wow.
He really meant that, Zwe. He really meant that. Oh, yeah.
The way he was against Arsenal as well, my goodness.
Yeah.
He's
got that trait. He doesn't look like it, but he's got that trait, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Amazing player. I don't think he has to be as ridiculous as he is. He's so good.
Bro, the pass for that first goal, oh, my God. Didn't even look. That pass was, it was beautiful.
But I think that's what it is. Some of those players, it's just part of who they are. That's what makes their game. When they're not they don't play the same.
Exactly.
Diego Costa. We can't call that guy. He was a brilliant goal scorer. But again,
just on the edge. It's part of who he was. Part of who he was.
And the Suarez. Management as well, isn't it? The way they coach him.
It's true.
What about you,
I can't stand this guy, man. I can't stand him in my team anymore. Like, I don't forget him as a person, but in FPL, Ollie Watkins, bro. I knew he wasn't gonna.
Is it four blanks in a row now? How many blanks in a row? It's been quite a few. Is it five?
You broke him.
I've got points from him, but it's not enough. It's like the way I was afraid because everyone had him at the time,
of course.
Yeah. That happens.
And they bring him in. So I put it into it. I need to get rid of him. It's just wasting one of my forward spots. You know,
it's tough, isn't it? Because
you seen Legend. You know, when in a pub about to fight.
Yeah.
You go, waste of my time. Yeah, that's what Wally Watkins is, bro. Boy, I can't stand it.
But then when you go to get rid of him, you look at his fixtures like, he could score in that one. He could score in that one too. And it's so hard to get rid of him, isn't it?
I'm gonna go to Bailey or Diaby.
Yeah, I don't want Villa midfield to be honest. I'm not in the mood.
I'm tired of Watkins. I'm done. I've checked out. So yeah, Ollie Watkins with 1 point. Yeah, I'm checking out. But
interesting.
Yeah, definitely checked out.
Okay. So. I know we still have a few fixtures left and I didn't put it here. Do you want to cover them? I know it's a bit
unprepared. It kind of feels like defeats because there's nothing we can change in terms of who we're picking and that type of thing. So it kind of feels like no point.
I mean we could throw out predictions, but I mean my prediction would be biased right now.
So RJ, why don't you give me a game that's really, one you're looking out for from a footballing aspect and, of course, FPL?
From game week 22?
Yes, sir.
Liverpool-Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that game is going to turn out. Whatever Chelsea decides
to seem to play better against the big teams, isn't it, Chelsea?
Yes.
They do seem to play better against the big teams.
But no Salah. Mm. I do want to see how Liverpool play.
Do you think Trent will start?
I don't know. I thought he was injured. I don't know what the news of him. I thought he was out.
Because remember, there's almost 2 weeks, isn't it, until this game?
Yeah.
Almost
2 weeks. Yeah, Trent can easily come. Because he said, when he first said Trent was injured, he said 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. I think even by the time their game comes around. It's like 2.5 weeks now, isn't it? There's even rumours that he could play in this game. But
Or the FA Cup.
FA Cup. So yeah, he could be back by then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, I think that's going to be a great game. My other one has got to be Aston Villa Newcastle.
Hold on. Question for you. Mm-hmm. You're speaking about Watkins out possibly. Mm-hmm. I know you're a massive fan of Jota.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on maybe doing something like that? A Watkins to Jota, who's a lot cheaper. Or Darwin even. Well, I hate Darwin.
I didn't say Darwin. Darwin is not going anywhere near my squad. Darwin, like, I don't know how many times I've
Jota, yeah,
over the weeks, Darwin would not even. Waste of my time.
Episode name.
You know Jota, what the episode name is. Episode name.
Jota is definitely a better shout than Watkins at the moment for me, because he pops up at the right time in terms of the game. He has to prove himself, but I'm sure he want to take his chances now. Because Salah's not there and people are going to look to him more. Darwin isn't, you know, firing.
Ever.
This is his chance to make his statement on this season since he's been injured, I think. Not prove himself, but like to help Liverpool in their challenge. This will be his part he plays. Like, you know, everyone has their part to play. Like, Kevin De Bruyne came back from injury, did this. I mean, if he does nothing else for the rest of the season, they'll remember that game that he saved them from, innit? That could have been an easy L and separated the gap between the top two at the moment. Do you know what I mean? Or not top two, the title race runners at the moment. But yeah, I like Jota. I definitely like Jota. I've got somebody else in mind for that spot, but not Jota. Mm-hmm. But I do like Jota.
What was your second game? Sorry.
Oh, Aston Villa, Newcastle. Okay. Yeah, that's more football than...
Good game.
I think it's gonna be a great.
Although Newcastle battered them the last time, innit? So see how it changes.
Changed, isn't it? Yeah.
Mm. Mm.
But they're at home this time, you know that fortune they have. Yeah.
Let's see.
What about you guys? What about you? What's your little split fixes that you lot are looking at?
I've got Spurs Brentford, but not actually because of Spurs, but because of the return of Tony.
Ivan.
Yeah. That's the reason I'm picking that game out. But whether he starts or not is another question, isn't it? Because it's a long time to be away from elite football.
Of course he starts. It's Brentford. If he was at Spurs and they were playing Brentford, if he was coming back from fake against Spurs, then no. A top six team, then no. But for Brentford, I say he starts. I bet he starts.
Mm. It's a long time to go with no football, though, isn't it? Well, not no football, because he's been playing like under 21s or whatnot. But
you're right. It's no football because it's the competitive level.
Yeah, exactly. Well, maybe they start him and then bring him off 60 minutes or something. Sorry, Ray, I keep interrupting you. Go on.
He's got Forest. He's got Forest this weekend as well, and I'm interested to see.
Yes.
Good point. Yeah, good point. Yeah. I keep forgetting this game is still to come.
It's interesting to hear about Spurs because James Maddison, apparently...
It's another one. Yes, yeah, yeah.
He's targeting being fit for the Man City game in the FA Cup.
In the FA Cup. Which means he'll probably start in this game, yeah.
Hmm.
Amazing. And then, I'll bring him in. It'll be Santa Madison.
Yeah.
Love Madison.
I won't play this time. I will be getting Madison straight in. I won't play this time. Last time, I survived without him. But this time, nah. I think if I had him in my team, my overrank would be looking a lot nicer.
Yeah.
I don't know who I would have taken out, but I would have made a way to find him in, because the points he was getting that I weren't getting, it was jarring. But
100%. He was compensating if he didn't have Son, isn't it? Because he was
performing
well. In my opinion, when everyone's playing, he's the main man in regards to making the team tick.
Absolutely.
He's playmaker, 100%. Yeah. Everything goes through him. Any other games that you guys are looking at? What stands out for you guys? I don't think you guys said.
What's the second
one? I've only said Spurs Brentford. The other one is an obvious one. It's Man City versus Burnley for FPL wise. If Haaland's going to be back, but regardless, I mean, I just feel like that's a goal fest waiting to happen.
Yeah. Are you guys both able to bring Haaland in one move, or is it a couple moves?
Yeah. Okay.
No, I think I have to do two moves to bring him in.
Yeah.
It was the reason I went for Garnacho rather than Richarlison. I could make a move in one. But now we're hearing the Madison news. It's
Spanner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what FPL does, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think that was part of the reason why I took my minus four this week. I knew a lot of people would be taking hits this week as well. But then I knew they'd either be taking a hit this week or next week.
And yeah, it's going to happen. It was going to happen at one or the other. Yeah.
I can get Haaland in one move. But then also, I know people are going to take a hit as well. So it's just jumping on the points I think I can get beforehand rather than later and then see if I can level it out. Yeah. So hopefully Haaland's better. Do you know what? To be honest, I prefer he isn't.
I prefer if he isn't as well.
They're too expensive, man. They're definitely worth the value, but it's just annoying, so man. Annoying. Like, you're really like, I want to see what people do with all this pee.
I love struggling to choose what captain to pick because I know everyone else is struggling. But when it's just just stick it on Haaland. It's just too easy.
Yeah. It's very true.
Yeah, the big game for me, for obviously many reasons, is Nottingham Forest versus Arsenal because I do think we're going to react positively versus Palace. I think the break is good in every single aspect. You know, mentally,
went to Dubai, didn't we?
Go out, get sun. I was
too busy eating meat to do any training, boy.
Whoa. Don't do that. Don't do that to my manager. Don't do that.
He did that to himself.
No, he did not.
Who posted that video?
He went
out. He was there. He was proudly there, boy.
A lavish meal. And steak was on the menu, okay? That's it. I'm going to have no slander.
Exactly, man. This conspiracy going after Arteta.
Trust me,
I'm sorry he can't enjoy a nice meal. I'm so sorry, you know what I mean? And Andrew
does something that everybody does when they see a video of him, everybody does it. Is it the first or the last? You know what I mean?
How dare you have good food?
Hilarious.
Real quick on this Arteta thing. You don't see the way Pep reacted during the Newcastle game for the celebration. For some of the decisions that were made, he was arguing with. Then his celebration when they scored the last minute goal. Where's all the court cases and trials and fines he might get? Where's all the newspaper articles, headlines, nothing? Podcasters, pundits.
They found their whipping boy in Arteta. I mean, look how Klopp has acted all these years. He's still the media darling somehow.
Yep.
And even though he mugs them off at every single press conference, he gets some chances. He loves to mug them off.
And if there's one thing Ange should do, Ange should not turn the media against him. He should be playing the game he was before. But when he said, what is it? Don't challenge
my... Don't question my integrity, innit? Yeah, because he said that he was injured, innit?
Don't make the media against you. That's what I mean. The media will get you. You know what?
They love it, though. That's what I was going to say. But the media do that for many, innit? The people they hype up are the people that they want to turn down, like bring back down. That's like, Ange's time will come, I guarantee you, where they all turn and they don't like him no more. His time will come, easy.
Also, I think it's very easy to look good in the headlines when your team is doing well.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
It's always
easy. You can say the exact same thing on a winning streak that you do on a losing streak, and it's taken the complete opposite way.
We didn't even talk about it. Yeah. So, yeah, from a reaction point of view, and also if we perform well against Palace, I could see Arsenal being back on the menu again because we don't blank. So, you know, in 26 we won't blank and we'll be against Newcastle, I believe. So we could even be captaincy shouts for some players. So if Saka and Ødegaard perform, I personally think Ødegaard is the best captain this week, just looking at all the data, looking at how I think we'll play, even though it's a Palace game. I think that'd be massive. Hopefully we can go on a bit of a run. My second game is actually West Ham versus Bournemouth, because I'm interested to see if Bowen is...
Yeah.
Apparently Bowen might be fit now, which I understand, or why you started him.
Yeah. I prefer him over Gross, if it was... So I'll just put him on there.
To be honest, it was genius to do that. I mean, you've got nothing to lose if
he exactly
playing United or
yeah,
absolutely nothing. But yeah, I'm really glad you brought up this game because the points in this game, a lot of people got Areola. A lot of people with the same Areola have got Solanke, like myself. Mm-hmm. It's a toss up. I don't know how that game's going to go. Bournemouth has shown amazing form over these last few game weeks or few games.
Playing beautiful football, by the way.
Yeah, it's a completely different team. So West Ham, they've kind of struggled against teams that come at them, except Arsenal for some reason. I'm not too sure how this game is going to go. I don't know if I want a clean sheet. I don't know if I want points. I don't know if I want Areola to play 60 minutes, keep his clean sheet, then get subbed off for a new keeper, and then Solanke gets out.
Wow.
Cannot we say, but the rebound score by Solanke as well. So you lose points, but you'll gain points.
Yeah, yeah. No, I like my version. My version is a bit more out there.
Yeah. Yours is realistic. Yeah.
Yeah, a bit more out there.
how do you think if Bowen does start, how he'll play without Paqueta and Kudus? Could it pretty much be the first game without them, without that duo
since last year? I know. I don't know. Me and RJ spoke about this last week. I think Bowen can still do a job because there was a big period last year where they obviously didn't have Kudus and Paqueta was injured for a lot of it and Bowen was the main man. Mm. And so I don't see why that can no longer be the case if those two aren't in the team. But I don't think it will be explosive. Like, he's not going to score hat-tricks but I still think he can get the assist and the goal that you expect from him. Do you know what I mean? I don't think he only performs with those two in the team.
So I'll say the only reason why I'd say it couldn't happen is just the how soon it is that the switch has been.
Mm.
That's it. Just, it's not like they've played a few games and then they found that rhythm again. It's literally, it'll be the first game he's back and then he's like, oh, what are we doing here? Sort of thing. New tactics. Definitely. It has to be new tactics. If not, then he shouldn't be a manager, Moyes. So yeah, it will be different. I do think it will have an effect on how Bowen plays this game week.
Mm.
But after that, I think he'll be all right.
Yeah.
As you said.
Awesome. Any other fixture anyone want to kind of highlight or any assets, or we'll go to the next section?
So move to the next section.
Yeah, they do look a bit dry, innit? Yeah. Mm, maybe if I get a double clean sheet in Fulham Everton, but that's about it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Mikalenko has been excellent for you. You've had him for a while, right?
Yeah. And since he got fit, and Brantford, surprisingly. And I've benched him a couple times for no reason. He's got points.
Yeah.
Well, there is a reason. So I don't want to have double clean, Everton clean, and then they get one.
That's what I did this week. I've got Moreno. I forgot to mention, I got Moreno third bench, 7 points, because I didn't want to do double Aston Villa defence, because I've got Martinez in goal. So, yeah. So, exact same reasoning. Yeah, exact same reasoning. Didn't want double. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Move on. Mm-hmm. Right, so bus team. So who
bus is... teams? This looks like my bus team, which is currently Martinez in goal against Newcastle. In defence, I have Walker against Burnley, White against Forest, and Moreno against Newcastle. In midfield, I have Foden, who currently has the captain armband against Burnley. Palmer versus Liverpool, Odegaard versus Forest. Gross against Luton, up front, Alvarez against Burnley, Watkins against Newcastle, and Solanke against West Ham. On the bench, Dubravka, Bowen, Trent, and Gusto, which will obviously change around it will obviously change around once I know who's fit and who's not fit and all that type of stuff. So yeah, but that's currently how it sits. It's predicted.
That is a very nice bench, isn't it? If you wanted to bench boost and they were fit, that would be a very good bench boost. Yeah. Bowen, Trent, and Gusto, Dubravka. Yeah, that's serious. That's serious.
Yeah.
If everyone is fit.
Yeah.
Who's on the bench?
Yeah, it's a good question. One I've been avoiding, to be honest, for the last for the last few days. I've not even tried to to think about it. But yeah, Trent obviously comes in, and I might have to choose between Solanke and Bowen. Okay, I reckon I have to choose between Solanke and Bowen.
See, so what? I'd say Trent in for Moreno, and I'd say Bowen in for...
Trent for Moreno, absolutely.
And I'd say Bowen in for Watkins.
You do, Watkins, yeah. Watkins is the other option, Watkins. Absolutely, yeah.
Benching. Against Newcastle.
Benching. Their goals, man.
Yeah, but Watkins doesn't score them.
Newcastle away as well. They're terrible. So yeah, I probably don't bench Watkins.
Going against Bournemouth.
Or Solanke against West Ham. It's a tough... that would be one of those decisions that go against me, no matter what way I go.
I think Bowen stays on the bench because Solanke against West Ham without Kudus and Paqueta. That's it. Yeah.
Sounds so easy when it's not your team. Anyway.
So it does, isn't it? It's very easy. Especially when you're making decisions on players that are injured. It's not going to matter. Your thinking with your team? What are you doing?
I don't know. So I might actually not have Bowen in my team because I might have to, if Haaland is fit, I might have to take the hit. Do Bowen down to someone. I've got 5 million in the bank and then Alvarez to Haaland.
Okay. So you won't get with Watkins to Haaland? Oh, because you've already got three.
That's why I paused.
So it has to be Alvarez.
Yeah, it kind of does, doesn't it?
Has to be average.
So, first of all, you know, this is via DraftKings as well. They've been with us for a while now, a few months, which has been fantastic. Find the affiliate link below. Yeah, find the affiliate link in the description. All three of us use it. You know, fantastic player comparisons, you know, transfer suggestions, just the actual aesthetics as well. I think it's just gorgeous. Always extremely helpful. And was this the captaincy that DraftHound suggested, Lord?
Yes, it is actually,
You can see from the FDR tomorrow. As well.
You see
from the FDR, he's got the most predicted points. So it makes sense between him and Alvarez. Who else would you go for?
But I
like the aesthetics of this of DraftHound. The way it's very simple to use. So guys, check out, like you said, affiliate links is in the bio of every single video. So make sure you give that a click and see how you find it. Lord, that's a very decent team. Predicted 60.8 points.
Gonna try and get some
points there, buddy. So Ray, this is you, isn't it?
This is me. So Dubravka at home to Aston Villa. No, excuse me, away to Aston Villa. It's Dupinyan versus Luton. Trent versus Chelsea, I'll be starting him. Udogi versus Brentford. Foden, captain at the moment, versus Burnley. Then Palmer away to Liverpool. Absolutely, I'll start Palmer. In fact, I advise if you've got Palmer, you start him against Liverpool.
He likes big games.
Yeah, and Palmer seems like a fixture-proof player. Saka away to Nottingham Forest. Garnacho away to Aston Villa. I don't know what I'm saying. Garnacho against Wolves, sorry. Lankley versus West Ham. Superstar Watkins versus Newcastle. And Alvarez versus Burnley. Bench will be Turner, Colwill, Taylor, and Sonaldo. So 7.4 million in the bank. So, and also currently predicted 57.7 points. So my thinking would be that if we hear that Haaland is fit, it will be Solanke to Haaland. The reason is because Man City, of course, have the double coming up in 25, confirmed already. So, you know, having triple Man City attack, actually, I think will be quite differential. However, if he's not starting, and I don't think he's going to start, I just don't think he's going to start. Yeah, so even if he comes off the bench, okay, just you know, eat it and, you know, move on. I just love Son to Madison. Absolutely love the move. If Madison is not fit, then I'm happy to go Son to Richarlison. But I just feel that, you know, I need to have a Spurs attacker because your players are returning. So, you know, so if I do get Richarlison, then Garnacho will get benched.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. You're in a decent spot as well. Yeah, yeah, very decent position. So you got Koval coming in for Trent if he doesn't play, right? Or are you going to look for another defender?
Yeah, that's the other element as well, that if Trent is not fit, you know, rather than just hang around and see if he will be, I'm in a spot where, and Law, I think similar as well, because we're only a point apart, is we can't really make those safe template moves because I don't think I will move much. Like, if I was in RJ's position, it would be different. I'll be a bit more, like, perhaps safer and just get those gains, little gains. But with my rank, I feel like if Trent is not fit, then I'll just take him out and bring in Walker. You know, because I don't want to dwell, and my team value is just a joke. Because
you might not be able to do that, Walker, because I'll block you for Haaland.
Then I'll but then I'll do Alvarez for Haaland.
Okay.
Yeah, but cool. Yeah, I just don't like the sound of holding on to Son, holding on to Salah. Obviously, that's why I sold him. You know, because I understand, oh, he might be back and everything, but I'm like, yeah, but I'm in a position where I need to spread those peas. So yeah.
One good position I say you're in is that you could change Haaland with any of your strikers right now. Most people have only got a choice between one or the other.
Yeah.
So, man, you're in a decent position, man. I must say, Draft Hound, I'm not too sure about that 3.7 with Estupiñán against Luton, though. Definitely got to be more. We can go back to my next call. I've got him as well.
Okay.
As soon as I heard he was fit, I put him straight in the team.
Yes,
sir. As soon as he. But yeah, as for those on the audio, I am predicted 58.6 points, so the lowest of the three. I have Areola in goal against Bournemouth, Walker, Mikalenko, Saliba, and Estupiñán is my defense at the moment. Same as Law, I went through the decision of making Foden captain. 6.7 is predicted points. Saka, Richarlison, and Palmer is the midfield. Richarlison has the vice captain's armband. And Solanke and Watkins are my strikers. I have Brantford on the bench as my only sub and Leno as my spare goalkeeper. Semenyo and Salah are in Africa Cup of Nations. I am thinking to roll. I'm thinking to roll. I think I'm in a fair enough point, decent enough position. Or remove Watkins, bring in Ivan Toney. Yeah. I guess Nottingham Forest, his first game back. We know what this guy is like. Yep.
No, it'll be against Spurs.
It'll be against Spurs.
Sorry?
Against Spurs. You forgot there's the games that are still in the game.
We forgot that we still have a game.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't count for this game. Damn it.
But Tottenham always give up opportunities, though.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what? That's even better, actually.
Still a good
that game. Actually gets me to see how he plays.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I get to see how he plays. So I'll wait. And that's only move that I potentially want to do.
Obviously, is that regardless of news on Haaland?
Obviously, I've got to wait to see what the news is on Haaland. But I can get Watkins out for Haaland. I can get Solanke out for Haaland. I have a one, and I could bring in Ivan Toney and Haaland. I could easily do that. I've got the funds. And yeah, 7.5 million in the bank. Cheeky minus four for that. I don't mind. But at the moment, it's looking like a roll. See what happens. Because, yeah, it's the team's fairly decent. I'm not too sure. You go on.
If the news isn't positive on Haaland, I'd probably roll two. I don't make any transfers.
Yeah. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think absolutely roll. If we don't hear that Haaland is starting, then roll.
Roll.
Even if we hear De Bruyne is starting, even then I would roll because,
yes, and if Haaland has a sniff of playing from the bench, I'm flinging Watkins out my team. Like, it wouldn't even be, like, I wouldn't even hesitate. I'll do it so early.
You want to do it now?
Even if Haaland is starting on the bench, I would bring out Watkins for Haaland.
No, you won't. Shut up.
Yes, I will.
No, I will.
Lord, tell this guy.
No, I'm going to try to say he won't. No.
His mind already made up. That's the problem.
I don't think you understand. I would rip him out my squad, bruv. Immediately.
Okay.
And Haaland will score a brace from the bench.
Breaking the fourth
wall. You know he will. I'm allowed to break the fourth
wall. We had a discussion, RJ. And yes, you said, you know what, Ray? This season... Yep, okay. You already know what I'm saying. This season, Ray, I'm going to be a lot more calmer in my decisions. I'm going to take my time. And you're absolutely flying brilliantly. It's all been planned. None of this kind of gut calls, gut wrench kind of reactions and stuff that you've previously done. Keep up to that, man. You could have an unbelievable rank this season. These kind of decisions...
I haven't finished.
Oh, right. Wait.
Okay.
These kind of decisions is when that old RJ emotional aspect comes in, and then you're gonna be around my rank. Look what happened to North.
Wow, caught astray, man. I was just walking down the street, down to the shops, buying some milk for the kids.
Lightning.
Didn't come home. Got shot outside the shop. No, That was pretty.
Yo, you remember that piece of clip? Yeah, I can't remember. It's in the States somewhere. Some bums are fighting. And there's a guy watching the fight.
Oh, he's eating.
And he just started swinging and hitting the guy.
Nah.
Ray, I agree with most of what you said. I said I won't be emotional in my transfers. No. Yeah, definitely. I'll definitely agree with that. But the gut thing. I told you I never followed my gut. I always made reactions based on not following my gut the week before. My gut's telling me to get rid of Watkins immediately.
My emotion, yeah.
It's get rid of him. He's burning money, and I'm going to lose value, and he's not going to do anything. Or if he does, it's not enough. It's not enough.
You'd rather, because I think going forward, there's going to be a lot of people who either keep Saka stroke Odegaard or keep Watkins, especially if you want to eventually get in Salah, have Haaland, somehow still keep Trent.
They're all there, bruv. They're all ready. I'm ready to.
So hard slaps. You good. You good.
Waste of my time.
Okay, we got the episode. Man.
Saka needs to go. Watkins needs to go. I know my team is like, you keep saying that teams are up, but they're not doing enough. To be fair, it's just those two on the chopping block.
Leno.
Oh, mate, I can't believe you lot made me do that. I want to get rid of him.
Well, us? Oh, okay. All right. Sorry.
But yes, back to normal. Other than that, everything's okay. Look, what do you think? You think the same as well, bro?
Yeah, I think
right. Yeah, you said that.
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, but like we said though, it was a short episode. We're gonna have a look at the table that we haven't looked at in a while. Law, over to you.
So, in third place, we have Christopher Nygaard on 29 points so far this game week. His current total is 1,242. In second place, we have Bashir Mohammed on 46 points.
I'm new here. Why are you looking at me?
He's on 46 points so far this game week, and his total is 1,246.
In first place, oh my God, the world famous Alex Six with change name, who is currently on 1,258 points.
Very tight at the top this year. It's very tight at the top.
Yeah.
And Bashir, I'm assuming that you've had. Actually, I'm not saying I assume. I know you have Palmer as captain. I'm not too sure who Alex and Christopher's points are. Who their captains are. So I could swing the mini league once again. So yeah. I think Law and Ray may appear in the top 10 at some point, maybe towards the end of the season, but who knows? I doubt it. Let's see. But yes, well done to the top 10, actually. Yeah, man. Beery's back. Let's see Spencer's back in.
So
that's his back
when
in
I
business.
when I saw Christopher Nygaard, I was like, I swear he was like top two or three last season,
mm-hmm.
in the only one bonus point mini league, and he was the last season he finished just outside 7K, and he's mm-hmm. having another stormer again. Yeah. So, yeah, top manager.
Yeah, man. And we're gonna see how we end up in game week 22. That's the week that I think is gonna shake up the rankings again, not just in our mini leagues, overall ranks. I think everyone is deciding what they need to do.
Yeah, especially when chip strategy with all the we didn't mention there's been a confirmed double City Brentford. Oh, we mentioned it already. Sorry,
yeah, you didn't mention which one. He tried it. Ray, don't worry. He tried to swing back.
It was like a dream punch.
Just the haymaker.
Bro, I'm already gone. What are you doing?
But yes, if you want to find out what we're trying to do, or just keep up with our ideas on the socials, you can catch my handle on X is @_only1RJ.
Mine is @only1_law.
And I am @ray_cure. And also you can follow the Only One Bonus Point X @only1bonuspoint with the number one. Also, you can email us on onlyonebonuspoint@gmail.com. And of course, to join our fantastic mini league code, the code is RJ.
Oscar Charlie, 3 Bravo Kilo. And next week, I think we're going to have a few chip strategies thrown in.
Yeah.
We'll start talking about what we're looking to do for these upcoming doubles, upcoming blanks, because I think it doesn't really depend where you are. It depends mostly on your personality or how you are as an FPL manager, but there are a few different ways to attack it, and it'll be... I wonder if for once we're all going to go for the same one. I don't think we've had that so far. I think we all go for different strategies regarding the double game weeks and the chips. So that should be fun next week. And
I think for that one we'll share like a screenshot of what some of the
FPL
content creators have done about, you know, where definitely. Fixtures stand up.
You have to get Ben Crellin's information in there, Lego Man, look at their information in there, all there. There, what would you call them? There,
metrics,
charts, and metrics and Excel, charts, everything, all their charts, all the business, all the dots. But yes, cuz Mela Ray, it's been good to speak to you guys. I will catch you, man, next week. We have been your hosts. My name is RJ.
I'm Law.
And I'm Ray.
Thanks everyone for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Peace.